So-so. On the sweatshop floor, I work making pleats. Tiny calloused fingertips spread, staple soft hibiscus flowers of silk petals. My hands whir, my arms bony thin, palest. The skirt will go in a boutique pastel, rich ladies sipping tea on china plates. Long shift, I will never eat on those plates. Grateful my uncle knew someone, make pleats. Small amount of money, fine blooms pastel. Late, late tonight, I'll eat cold rice staple and rest on my bare straw mat, arms palest, dreaming of fields of hibiscus petals. Perfectly I sew, again the petals. I must do well, working on smooth steel plates. The single bare bulb above burns palest. I squint as I fold, lining up my pleats, thankful for work. Many have no staple, living life in black and white, sans pastel. Careful not to drop a stitch, cloth pastel, I daydream as I form the fine petals. Supervisor glares, hard work the staple. Sweatshop hours, eternity, steel plates warming beneath my lithe hands, making pleats. Little care for my thin body, palest. How I yearn to be free, smiling, palest. Machines clamor, bodies smell. Cloth pastel amidst this human maelstrom, making pleats, drawing cloth into hibiscus petals. Oh, to be dressed fine, eat on china plates, richest food taken for granted staple. Who in all the entire world sees my staple? Bony arms thin, white as skin the palest. Automatically I warm the steel plates, careful not to stain with sweat silk pastel. Is there a life beyond sewing petals? I sew in all my heart there, making pleats. Hardest work, ever staple, blooms pastel, blossom amidst the palest of petals. All the while, on bare steel plates, I make pleats. This anagram sestina, yes, the ending words are all anagrams, has the poet as a lithe Polynesian girl in a sweatshop dreaming of freedom. The goal was to educate on a topic we do not think of here in the United States and try to put a face on it.